Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are getting started today. If you're tuning in right now and you want to, you know, kind of see me, people tell me that for years they would say, man, you sure have a radio face. I mean, maybe you haven't had a chance to see me, but you go to our YouTube channel, Roy Matlock Jr. The reason I'm telling you that is if you go to our website, RoyMatlockJr.com, you can see my hat. In my hat, it says Rich on the top of it in green. And the show today is how to go from zero to one day financial independent and maybe rich. My hat, I played in a golf tournament up in Chicago at a place called Rich Harvest Farms. And the guy that started that place, he was the inventor pretty much of the trading terminals on Wall Street, billionaire, and he built his own place, and his name is Rich, and so it's called Rich Harvest Farms. But my hat across the top in green, it says, it's a white hat with green, and it says Rich. And so I started thinking about that. I thought, well, how does someone go from being out there and taking it from being just surviving to maybe getting rich one day? And there's a lot of ways of doing it. So today's show is about that, you know, at least to get you financial independent. It's going to start back in time, kind of a little bit of my story of how I did some things that I've done, and I've been able to live a pretty good life as a result of it. You know, I grew up, I saw my dad do some things that caused me to, you know, take heed. Number one, very conservative. And I've said this on the show before, but when I was a kid, I went into my bedroom one time and I'd left the lights on, and then I clicked the bedroom light on and I was like, the lights don't work. He says, I know, I took the light bulbs. Oh, you've been wasting electricity. And so I learned from there. To this day, I can't walk out of out of my place without turning the lights off. And so the first thing you do is you get very conservative. You can never be too conservative when it comes to the way you spend your money. Now, the good news, when you're conservative for a period of time, you accumulate assets. And then when you accumulate assets, what is conservative based on what you have is not conservative to the world in the way you do it. So if you go and accumulate a lot of money and you are very conservative in the way you spend it and you've got $5 million, well, $5 million at 5% is $250,000 a year in earnings. So you could be conservative and spend $200,000 a year, and it doesn't even matter. And so the goal is we want to be conservative always, and that allows us to accumulate money. So the first thing we think about is let's save 25% of our income. How do you save 25% of your income? You live on half, and you save the rest. If you're young, getting started, one of the things you could do is you could live on love alone for maybe 2 or 3 years when you first get married and save one of your incomes and get $100,000 saved. So the first goal is to get $100,000 and then be conservative and then let compounding happen. And then one day you wake up and you make things happen. And so what I'm going to do today is kind of walk you through the steps, the simple steps to get started. And I'm going to give you some examples. You know, the first thing I did when I'd made all the mistakes and got married and, you know, young and had car payments and then went and bought a house I couldn't afford, did all the stuff that I shouldn't have done. And then I got involved as a part-timer in the financial advisory business. Got my insurance license and securities license, and this goes all the way back to 1985. And so I started learning about, you know, some of the dumb stuff I'd been doing, how to fix it, and then from there I started applying it. And the first thing I did was I said, well, if something happened to me, I need to take care of my family, and how am I going to do that? I'm going to buy term life insurance. So my motto early on that I learned was something called buy term and invest the difference. What is buy term and invest the difference? Well, term life insurance protects you, and it protects your income in the event you die too soon. Or another way you can say it is if you die, all right? Because typically when you're young, you know, that's not something you're worried about. But if something does happen, the one thing you can't replace is a lost income. all right, unless you buy something to replace that lost income. So let me give an example. You know, if you own a house and the house burns down, then and you didn't have insurance by chance, the only way we'd be in that situation is if you owned it outright and the house burned down, it's bad, but you could move in with a friend or family member or go rent something. If you wreck your car and the car is total, you can take a bus or something like that. But if you lose your income, if someone loses your income, it's not like you can just change and create income. And so I was always told early on, the first line of defense is to protect your income and assets. And what do you do to do that? Well, the first thing is that we, make decisions to, try to avoid mistakes. What are the mistakes we make? Getting in debt. Okay. If you have bad debt, that means you have something you can't afford, and it's tied to something that depreciates, which is even worse. You can actually buy a house that's too expensive and it would be considered bad debt because you just can't afford it. But realistically, we're talking mostly bad debt is the stuff that depreciates in value. So if you have to buy things that go down in value, buy them used. I remember back in the early days, I just refused to buy anything new. And this was when I was doing seminars and I was doing well. But I was just bent on making sure that I got financial independence so I didn't have to worry about anything. And I went to the ladies of charity sale and bought my suits. I went to Goodwill and paid $1 for pinpoint shirts, cotton shirts and dress shirts. And I did that kind of stuff. And this is when I was making a lot of money, relatively speaking, at that time. And what I ended up doing is I did that. I did it for two reasons. One, I did it because it made sense. I made a decision. I'm like, I'm buying everything used. Buy used cars. I bought a used VCR back in the days of the VCR. I bought used everything. And the whole idea behind buying used was I was paying 75% off. And so that allowed me to free up money to save. And I did that kind of stuff to make sure that I could get myself in a position to where, hey, I've got a year set aside. I got 2 years set aside. I got 5 years set aside. I got enough set aside forever. That was my goal, is to get that way. And so it started out by just not making bad decisions, and that's called the defense, and protecting the income and the assets. As we come back into the next break, and we'll give you some examples of how easy it is to get started on a plan, the basic plan. And then once you get the basic plan, we're going to move to the intermediate plan. Then we're going to go to the advanced plan when it comes to your money. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit roymatlockjr.com. You can also call us at 615-843-2999. Schedule a short phone call. We'll help you get your money fixed. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're going to get rolling here. This is the How to Go from Zero to Possibly Rich. Worst case, go zero to financial independent. And what's the difference in financial independence and rich? Well, financial independence is a number, and that number is, the amount of money you need on a monthly basis that would never run out no matter what happens. You've got that number, and that number can be a lot of different things. You can be conservatively financially independent. That would mean in today's world, you say, well, I got $75,000 a year coming in no matter what. All right, that would be conservative. Or you could be a little more in better shape. Maybe you are saying, hey, I need 150 a year. Well, there's a number. We just take the number, take 150, multiply it times like 16 to 20, and we come up with a number. We say, oh, we need 3 million. 3 million at 5% gives me 150 grand a year, whatever it is. And then we have that number, and we need to accumulate it over a period of time. We take and we look, we say, well, we're going to do it in 30 years. We've got to inflate it. Three is going to be in 30 years, six, something like that. So you need 6 million 30 years from now. All right, what do we need to save? What do we have now? What's the interest rate we're going to assume? And we come up with a number, and the number is whatever it is, and we do that. You can go to my website. We actually have a calculator that you can go in and get your financial independence number and find out how that works. And then all you have to do then is say, okay, my number is $2,200 a month. If I get 9%, That's my FIN number, my financial independence number. So the wealthy number is way beyond you. In other words, you're completely taken care of. That's the rich number. You now are giving away money and making contributions and setting up trust to pass on to kids and all the different things like that. We're going to get there. So let's start out with what is the basics. That the first thing I did, I was told to buy life insurance. I bought term life insurance. And when I did that, I bought enough coverage that would, you know, take care of replacing my income. Rule of thumb, 10 times your income, plus maybe pay your mortgage off. You can add a zero. If you're making 100, just put a zero behind it. That's a million. And then from there, what would happen is you would take and maybe add, if you have, you know, two kids, you figure what the college is. You come up with a number. All right. And we do that. All right. Let me give you an example how crazy it is. All right. So if you are a male and you're 30 years old and you wanted $1 million of life insurance, okay, how much would $1 million cost if you just are in decent health? Well, it's going to cost about $134 a month if you're just in decent health. Now, if we change that and you are in really good health, okay, how's it going to work? Well, the very best rate for doing something like that, that same $1 million would end up, let's see what it would do. It would go to, let's try it again. I'm going to get it down. It's going to go to $66 a month, and that would give you a 25-year coverage. So let's think through that. So right now, you've got a couple kids, and you're getting started. You're 30 years old, and for $66 a month, you can buy $1 million. Worst case, $133 a month. You can buy $1 million death benefit that if anything happened, that money could be invested, and at 5%, it would give a $50,000 a year income or whatever it may be, plus some growth. So that would be an example of doing that. Interesting enough, you can get that now with technology. We have a service ourselves. You can visit roymatlockjr.com, and it'll take you about 10 minutes to get it issued. Issued in 10 minutes, no blood work, no physical, none of that kind of stuff. That's the kind of things that are out there today, and you can go do that. Now, let's say that you are a female, okay? Husband and wife both working, same deal, worst case, 102, best case, 40, all right? So for around 40 bucks, $1 million. Think about that. We blow that kind of money all the time. So that is an example of protecting in the event of an untimely death. Term life insurance, 20, 25-year term. It's low cost. The intention is you buy term until you get financially independent. Think about that. So then we couple that with an investment. So let's go back to that same mindset. This is what I came into. I set up a term policy back then. 40 years ago, it was like $250,000, and it was very inexpensive. I think it might have been like 50 bucks back then. I mean, prices are cheaper today than they were then. And then you put money into what's called a Roth IRA. That is the go-to now. We take a Roth IRA. It grows tax-free, and you can put money into that. And at age 59 and a half, you can withdraw it tax-free. So it's tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawal. Let me give you an example. $500 a month. Here's an actual fund. Now, keep in mind, I'm not making a recommendation of a specific fund right here, but if you met with one of our advisors, they could do that for you. Here's one that if you went 35 years ago and you put in $500 a month, you would have invested $210,000, and it grew to $2.2 million. Think about that. So that is a financial independence plan. So you say, well, $500 plus another $100 for if I die, that's a starting plan. When I first saw this, I got so excited about it, and I started setting up people plans. You know, hey, fix if anything happens, your family's taken care of, term life insurance, and let's set up a mutual fund, stick it into back then an IRA, today a Roth IRA, let's do that. And they'd put $100 away or $200 away, whatever. And believe it or not, you can start these things for $50 a month. There's no excuse. So you can go out and with term and an IRA, and for $150, $200 a month, you got something. You got something going. And I did that, and I got excited about it. And then as I worked with my clients over time, I started teaching them about compound interest and the way professional money management works and how, you know, funds that are available out there that have doubled your money for every 6 or 7 years forever kind of deal. And I got excited about it. Long story short, I think, I don't know what the number is, 16,000 families putting in money monthly. Then 401ks came along. Another opportunity. If you have a 401k, you can put money in and get matching funds. And then, so you put in three and they match you three, or put in six and they match you 3%. So you're right off the bat getting 50 to 100% return on the front end, a tax deduction, and you automatically draft it out of your payroll. As a result, you have now a system. The system is, hey, if I die, I've got term. If I live, I've got an automated investment plan that's going to grow toward my financial independence number. And you know how long it takes to set these things up? No time at all. Yet most people, I've always said this, what is the number one mistake people make when it comes to their money? It's called procrastination. So if you're sitting out here, I don't care if you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, whatever it is, you don't want to wait to get automation on your side. So what we do is we set up plans and implement plans to automate the outcome. How do you automate the outcome? I mean, I automate the outcome by saying, okay, let's look at the financial independence number. Let's get your number. Your number's 2 million. You've got this much money now. Here's your number. All right. And we turn around and we put the number in. We say, hey, you need to save $622 a month. And we can draft it, set it up. All you have to do is make sure the money's in your bank account every month, and I will take care of the rest. And we've done that. And over a period of time, I've watched people go from very little, okay, to accumulate a lot of money over a period of time, because what they did is they didn't have to think about it. It's kind of like your Netflix subscription that you just keep paying it. It automates. Well, that's what we do when it comes to your money. Think about this. If you pull your phone out right now, you can buy anything from anywhere in the world with a click of a button. Wouldn't it be nice to have a fund that you could say, I think I'm going to save some money. Let's throw $50 in. Those are the kind of things that allow you to get ahead. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We got two more segments to go.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're moving along on how to get rich, at least get financial independence. That's the show today. And if you go to RoyMatlockJr.com, you can find our podcast. You can also find it out on Apple, but we also have a YouTube channel, and you can see my hat that says Rich on it. All right. I woke up this morning. I was like, you know, I got my hat that says Rich. I got it up in Chicago. We're going to talk about how to get rich. And the way you do that is you start out conservative. You stay conservative. You're always conservative. Because you're conservative, it allows you to save and invest money. And as you save and invest money, you just keep living on about half of what you make. And then over time, that half becomes bigger and bigger because you've accumulated money, and that money is paying you, and you're working and you're making it happen. And then maybe one day you say, well, hey, I got some cash. I'm going to open a business. And that pole vaults your income to the next level. You know, I always believe this, that number one, find something you like to do. Once you like it, get great at it, open a business doing it, expand that business to duplicate your skill set and take it out to the masses, and you make a lot of money. And then you live on half of what you make. save about 25%. IRS is going to get a piece of it. Don't get involved in a bunch of tax shelters, you know, other than the basics. You know, I've always believed this. I had one of my early mentors. He says, yeah, I hear these people, they always want to figure out a way to end up not paying taxes. And then what ends up happening, every one of them seem to end up not only having to pay the taxes back that they didn't pay, then they get to pay the penalties. One of the things you can do, the best tax advantage you could ever have is to open a business and start a business and put money back into your business. That's one way. If you want to take advantage, if you're working for someone, take advantage of your IRAs and your tax deductions, okay, that you get as a result of a 401k, things like that. Don't get crazy. And then just start living below your means, and then one day you wake up and you got it happening. Let's talk about a couple other things on the defense side. The defense is avoiding mistakes. Mistakes are getting into debt that you can't afford, tied to things that go down in value. That would be your credit cards, your car payments. Other mistakes that people have is they don't have an emergency fund. So let's get that set up. That's about 3 to 6 months. I would say if you're getting started and you've have a clean slate, you know, you can set up your term life insurance, couple that with a Roth IRA, couple it with a money market fund being drafted out of your account. And now you're going to build up your emergency fund. You're going to get some, you know, motivation by seeing some money in growth investments in your retirement plan. And then once your money market is full, 3 to 6 months of liquid cash, then you can apply that money that was going there into, you know, retirement plans and things like that. We're going to make sure that we are properly protected. One of the things that we're seeing now, especially if you're in the Nashville area, we had all these storms and people are getting a taste of their home and auto insurance and things like that, that maybe the coverage was not what they thought it was going to be. The last thing you want to do is be in a situation where you find out when a claim is happening that your coverage wasn't what you thought it would be, and you end up having to go out of pocket on things that you didn't know about. And so one of the things that we also believe is that you should have a review. On our website, you can fill a form out and get a second opinion. What are some of the mistakes I see with home, auto, and liability coverage? Number one, they're under-liabilityed, meaning that if you had somebody get hurt on your property or you had a wreck and ran into an expensive car, you may have minimum coverages. A lot of times I see a lot of junk coverages, you know, that are added to the policy, but yet the liability coverages are not there. You may be paying too much because your deductibles are too low. When you actually have the ability to have higher deductibles, that reduces your premium. If you, as you accumulate assets, you need to ask yourself, well, if someone really got hurt and sued me because, you know, maybe it's my fault, maybe I did something, do I have adequate liability to keep me from having my wages garnished? All right, which is what happens, and that's called an umbrella policy. So we go and we do those things. So that's your home, your auto, your renters, your liability coverages. Same holds true when it comes to your business. If you have that, you can go to roymatlockjr.com and fill a form out. We have a referral partner that we work with that can get you a review. And they're not just going to review the coverage and give you a cheaper price. They're going to go in and review it and show you where you're missing things, as well as things that you might want to correct or change in order to get you a better value. And they shop a bunch of companies on that kind of thing. So now we're moving in a good direction. If you buy your own health insurance, we recommend health shares. Of course, can you imagine that we have a health share program that would allow you to cut costs and do better there? So anything having to do with money, if you go to roymatlockjr.com, we either do it. We've been doing this for 40 years. We either do it or we have a partner that we can refer you to. Income taxes, whatever it may be, we have built a network to where we are the only place you would need to go when it comes to that. So we're protecting our income. We're protecting our assets. We're going to get term life insurance. We're going to get the proper home and auto insurance. We're going to get health insurance correctly bought. If we're going through our company, it's different. you want to look at if you're self-employed, especially buying your own disability income product. That means if you became disabled. So we're just fixing the defense. All right. Now, what is one of the major keys to the defense? One of the things that, in addition to biggest mistake I see, procrastination, the other big mistake I see is no budget, you know, no plan, no spending plan that will allow you to take control. So let's think about this. How does a budget work? Well, if you, again, go to roymatlockjr.com, I'm just telling you, go there. Our resources are just endless. We have a budget form. And if you go into the podcast right on the website, you can type in the word budget and you'll be able to pull up step by step some of the shows that I've done on budgets. So what's the key to the budget? Number one is we list everything. Everything that is regular and recurring is listed, and everything that's irregular and not recurring, we list it. What would be irregular and not recurring? Maintenance, car replacement. Christmas comes every year, same time, yet people are not prepared. They go in debt at Christmas, vacations, all these different things that come along, emergencies. That's what the emergency fund is for, things that you don't even know are going to happen. I mean, you got, you know, I hear people that, you know, their tires, they have to replace their tires. It's like a disaster. Well, I mean, it's math. You know, you're not going to get 200,000 miles on a set of tires. So over a period of time, you just do a little math. You say, well, I drive this many miles, I'm going to need some tires in a certain period of time. I got to put oil in my car. All these different things, my house, I'm going to have to replace my roof one day. All these things add into the budget. And then that money is set aside. So now once we know that, what we're going to do is we're going to set up a spending plan. And the way that spending plan works is, you know, we automate everything. We automate everything that's recurring, all the bills and all the savings. And so automated is payroll deduction. We're going to take in automatic drafts. You know, I love to be able to just wake up and know everything's being paid. I remember, you know, I've had some different drafts and, you know, they send me a message, you didn't pay your bill. Well, they changed their system. All right. And I have to call them and, you know, find out what's going on occasionally like that. But the bottom line is that wouldn't it be nice just to relax? And all you got to do is manage a little bit of money on a weekly basis, and the rest of it is all automated. So we automate, out goes, automate, paying ourselves first. We get all that set up, and then on a weekly basis, we have an X amount of dollars that we know is within our budget that we use. Maybe we get a debit card, whatever it may be, and that's how you do that. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Hope you're enjoying the show. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, final segment today, RoyMatlockJr.com is where you can get all the resources. I want to mention this, too, if you enjoy the show, and you would like to have a way to even learn more, you might want to get involved with our advisor team. And we have a system where someone can begin as a sideline, and we help you get licensed, and or you can become a financial advisor, and you can learn from the inside of a financial advisor firm. Go to RoyMatlockJr.com, check out, join the team, and you can find out more about that. So let me give you an example of, you know, if someone came to me right now and they're 30 years old, and I keep showing this 30-year-old, and the reason I do that is because, you know, this is, you know, the beginning stage. Now, if you're 40, it's no different. The numbers are a little bit different. But let's say that you came to me right now and you're making some money. I said, you know, how did I get started? Well, here's what I would do. Give me $500 a month. And you say, all right, what are we going to do with it? We're going to put 75 and we're going to buy you $1 million death benefit. If anything happens to you, your family's taken care of, and we'll put the other 400 into a Roth IRA invested inside of a mutual fund. And here would be what it would look like. The Roth IRA, $425 a month. Let's see what that adds up to be. It would be, I got it. If you were to get 10%, which stock markets average that forever, $1.3 million at 8%, $885,000. And so we are automating. All right, think about this. We're automating $885,000 to $1.4 million based on historical returns. And what did you have to do? Let's see. It took you about, I don't know, long. Let's just extend it to an hour of your life. You said, hey, can you help me? And we're like, sure, call us. And what will happen is we'll implement. Now, if anything happened, your family gets $1 million in cash, and we got $1 million out there if you don't do anything else. That's how you get financially independent. The way you win the money game is you implement using principles that you can automate and just make it happen. I mean, so we covered the defense. I'm going to get into the offense and some advanced planning. So number one on the defense, we have a goal. That's the financial independence number. Number two, we have a budget. The budget puts us in a position where one day our goal is to live on 50% of our gross income, save 25%. We have an emergency fund to keep us from having to borrow money, cash out funds. You know, things happen. We make sure that our debt is under control. Only good debt you can afford. It's tied to something that goes up in value. Bad debt, you can't afford it. It's tied to something down, that goes down in value. We own the proper insurance term, right? Home and auto insurance, personal liability coverage, health insurance for sure. If you're buying it yourself, maybe a health share and a health savings account to get some tax benefits, disability income, and we're moving in a good direction there. Once we do that, we look at estate planning. What is the key to estate planning when you're young? I would say financial power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys, living will, that's what you want to get. A lot of the insurance products that we have include that, a simple one that you can do. We then go on the offense. The offense is, let's understand how money really works. How does it really work? Well, number one, money only goes to people that pay themselves. All right, you can go out and you can work your whole life and pay everybody. I had a story one time, a guy told me, he said, you know, we sell the homeless people. And the homeless people, generally speaking, their net worth is zero. All right, they don't have, it's not like they're in debt. It's not like they're living under the bridge and they got a mortgage. They don't have any of that stuff. All right, so their net worth is zero. And you think about that. You say net worth zero. Well, I know people that work 40 hours a week and they've been doing it their whole life and their net worth is not zero. It's almost like the people, the homeless are saying, you know what? My net worth's more than yours, yet you're working to pay everybody else. So what's the first key to getting financially independent? Stop doing that. Start paying yourself. How do you do it? Automate it. Have something coming out of your account. Have the automate. Let me give you one example. Right now, I can take my phone out, and I can right now, in the next 60 seconds, invest money into a fund, into a growth fund that is average, in the case of the one I'm talking about, like 13% for like 50, 60 years. And I can do it right now from my phone, add any amount of money I want to add to it, anytime, 24 hours a day, as long as there's cell service, I can do that. So rather than Amazon sending me an ad and I go throw it into something like that, I pay myself first. You know what? I think I'm going to go home tonight and not eat out and save the money. I just throw $100 in there. Pull my phone out, throw it in there. I mean, why wouldn't you have a system like that? I have a system like that. That's what I do. I look to get better rates of return. I understand compound interest. I understand the rule of 72. It tells me how long it takes my money to double. Why would I have my money at 4%? and double it every 18 years when I could have it at 10%, double it every 7 years. All right. Why would I do that? Well, maybe you just hadn't dug into it. That's why I do my radio show. I've been doing my radio show with the idea of just putting basic financial information out to help people get moving in the right direction. Diversification. What is diversification? That's where we have stuff in stocks and bonds and cash and, you know, maybe if you have real estate, whatever it may be. But the idea is that the most important thing about diversification is you want to have things that perform differently in different markets. So, for instance, typically speaking, when stocks go down, bonds stay stronger. All right. Typically, when rates go up, bonds go worse. Okay, stocks go worse, but cash could be better. When rates go down, bonds go up, stocks go up. I mean, it's just little things like that that are out there. Historically, it's the way it is. So why wouldn't we have a little bit of everything diversified? The idea is if you're running a business and you're on the beach, you could sell sunglasses and you could sell umbrellas. So when it's raining, we're selling umbrellas. When it's sunny, we're selling sunglasses. So we wake up every day knowing what's going to happen. Something good could happen today. It could rain and we're happy. We're going to sell umbrellas. It could be sunny. We're going to sell sunglasses. That's simple. All right. We're going to go out. We're going to tax plan. We're going to take advantage of everything the IRS will give us to take advantage of. I mean, that's simple enough. Why wouldn't we take advantage of our 401k and get a deduction? All right. Why wouldn't we get a Roth IRA and let it grow tax-free? Why wouldn't we save money in UTMAs gifts for minors or educational savings plans and 529s that grow tax-free? Why wouldn't we do that? It's available. Why wouldn't we do it? Why wouldn't we have all these things in place? Why wouldn't we give a charitable contribution to our church and donate it from our IRA rather than and then we don't have to pay taxes on the IRA distribution, and we get the tax deduction. Why wouldn't we do that? IRS says do it, all right? Why wouldn't we do it? Well, that's where we come in. We give you advice and information on how to do things like that. And so what I'm going to do now, let's start out and let's get into some of the different stages. The way I kind of view people, if you come and talk to me, you're a beginner, an intermediate, or advanced. You're a beginner, you have less than 100 grand. We love beginners, all right? Hey, you know the most important thing about being a beginner is beginning, all right? If you start, we love working with people that are getting started. You know, we're not, you know, so high and mighty that we don't want to help you if you want to get started and you've got $500 a month or $300 a month. We'll do that because you know what? My belief is that I came from there. All right. Why wouldn't I want to help people do that? If you have less than 100 grand, you're a beginner. We'll help you. If you're intermediate, you have less than a million, but you got 100 grand. It's a little different. In advanced, you have more than a million. If you're getting started as a beginner, you're going to have three drafts set up. We're going to set up a money market, an opportunity fund. That's something that you can get to that you don't need and don't expect to use. And we're going to do a Roth IRA. We're going to do a company show you how to get your company match at your 401k. Make sure you have all your term life and all of your insurances in place. And we're going to go shoot for 100 grand as soon as possible. Once you get there, we're going to pick up some more things: college funds, permanent life insurance, maybe a variable life. I like that better than most, and that allows you to have something you can keep later. It also can become an additional retirement plan. You might do annuities, like variable annuities. That's a tax-deferred type things. ETFs, okay, which allow you to basically take money, put it into something. It grows pretty much tax-free unless you need it, all right? And so we look at exchange-traded funds as a way for what we call non-qualified, non-IRA money. That's another place you can do it. So now you've got your million. You're starting to get to the point where one more doubling period is going to put you at 2 million, and you're probably still conservative and you're working, you're doing all that. So at that point, you might start thinking about gifting. You start talking to your kids, estate planning. You may be looking at, if you own a business succession planning, things like that. So we're going to do those kind of things and get you moving in a positive direction like that, you know, one of the number one things that we see is people don't have their estate set up. You know, my mother just passed away. My father passed away 13 years ago, I guess. I guess it's 13 years. And one of the things that we had set up was living trust, and we had irrevocable trust set up. We had all the different things like that. I've got three sisters and a brother, and guess what? It's no problem. No problem. No family fights. Not one single time. Everything just went smoothly because it was planned in advance. And that's what you do as you get older and you accumulate more money. It becomes way more important, because last thing you want to do is have your legacy that you work for your entire life disappear. So, hey, today was a show called Getting Rich. I got my rich hat on. If you want help moving toward financial independence, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Also, we are hiring. If you are interested in becoming a financial advisor as a side gig to start, reach out. Tap on Join the Team. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll talk to you next week.